right here. Just pay attention to us.
The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Fun.
What's up?
Fun.
Everything okay?
Everything is okay.
What's going on?
How are you? Me? Good. Good.
Are you?
I am.
I've been watching your get ready TikToks.
Yeah, every morning
you're like, it's rough. I'm having a real rough morning. And so the one this morning I was like, is this from today? And then when you got off the train and I was like, oh, it is from today.
It is from today. Here's the thing about me, and I've always said this. I think that there are two types of people that like have anxiety and dread, and it's either at nighttime is your bad time or morning. And I'm a morning gal. I wake up being like, why even begin the day? So mornings are hard for me, which is why I'm trying to get dressed, because it helps me start to feel like, oh, look at you, a real life human. You're a real boy.
Not me. I wake up every day full of joy and ready to take on whatever challenges await me.
I actually read one of our reviews.
What did it say?
Trigger warning, like suicide jokes. Like, and I was like, well, they're not wrong.
Honestly, you're not wrong. And if you need that trigger warning, then you'll get it.
Trigger away.
Because I just am not willing to give that up.
And I don't think you should. I don't think you should have to.
I didn't even make a suicide joke there, but you knew where it was leading.
I knew where we were going, and I went, they are right. Look at that.
But I'm like, if we can't talk about it, you know, everyone talks about destigmatize mental health. I'm saying stigmatize it again.
And
pack
like,
that shit in.
If you go through it, I think you can roast it till the end of time.
Amen.
If I'm sad, I'm going to roast everything that's ever been a part of my life.
No, it's...
Sorry.
I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
They're my thoughts.
And I can say them.
They're not living in my brain.
To be honest, when I keep them in, that's when it's dangerous.
Amen.
When
if more people shared them, we would have less...
That's what I think. So we're actually pretty groundbreaking, this podcast, with a lot of things, and this being one of them.
Breaking boundaries.
Yeah.
And this is disgusting.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm drinking a canned oat milk latte.
Wow. I tried out a new coffee shop in my neighborhood yesterday.
How was it? Is it a Starbucks?
No, it was like a cute little coffee shop, and I paid $6 for an Americano, but the vibe was good there. The vibe was good. The barista is cute. I said, this could be my new spot.
Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's always a cute barista, but it's very rare that you'll have a cute, nice barista.
Yeah. Well, they were cute and nice, I have to say.
How long did you talk?
I didn't actually talk that long because I was not in a good place.
It must have been before noon.
I wasn't in a great... I came in, I was like, I want to be out of my apartment. I came in, I was like, okay, this feels like this could be the vibe. And then... Sometimes, you know, when I walk in places in the winter and you get immediately hot, like too hot.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know, almost I know what it's like to have menopause, you know, where I'm like, this is a heat flash. A flash heat? What do you call it? Heat flash? Hot flash.
It's called a flash heat.
Well, I have that happen immediately, and then I get really flustered and sort of angry.
Well, it's because you're outside in the cold. Now you're coming inside.
Exactly. And then I'm like, should I put my stuff down before I order, after that whole shenanigan? And I said, the first time I'm coming in, I'm just scouting. My next time in, I'm recruiting. I'm recruiting my friends at the coffee shop. You know what I mean? First time in, I'm just scouting. I'm just looking. You know? Pay no mind to
me. I'm
going to
call ahead and warn.
But it was cute, and I thought this could be fun, maybe, if I have a new fun little coffee shop for me.
Totally.
Do you love that?
For you.
For me specifically.
I think coffee shops are always like, they're like overrated. Not in like the sense of like they're romanticized, where people are like, I'm gonna go to this coffee shop and it's gonna be amazing, and I'm gonna meet all these people and I'm gonna work on a screenplay,
right?
And it's usually like just a letdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends why you're going to the coffee shop. I do like to write somewhere. Never. To get hit on? No, I never. Yeah, normally I'm not hit on at a coffee shop.
You prefer to be in public when you write?
I do.
Really?
I do. For some reason, I think I can get into a zone more.
Interesting.
And I'll just get, I'll put my headphones in and I can get lost. Like I used to always write. When I was in my heyday of writing, I would get up at like 6 or 7 a.m.
When you wrote Moby Dick.
When I was functional.
What if Jesse had written Moby Dick?
Call me Ishmael. Okay.
Is that who wrote that?
That's how it starts. I only know that because of Matilda. That's how she like.
Wow. I was like, wow, you've read Moby Dick?
No, I did get it one time and memorize the first page in order to seem as if I had read it.
You would have gotten me.
Yeah.
I've never read it. Never cracked it open. I don't think I've ever seen a copy in real life.
Books. Every time I try to get behind a book, and I do, I really try to get behind a book. My dyslexia is like...
Well, Moby Dick is...
Is big.
Isn't it like one of the biggest books?
It's a big book.
And it's very boring.
Very. It's about a whale or something.
It's about finding a whale.
Which, like, sorry. Why? Let the whale be. I'm sure we're killing the whale, which is even more upsetting. And I just don't...
Do they kill the whale?
That.
I mean...
I think they do, and I don't want to give away Moby Dick.
No, I promise you not one person listening is going to read Moby Dick.
No. I don't know what happens. I have actually no idea. I think he's eaten by a whale.
Well,
or that's Pinocchio.
Has it coming.
See, I don't know.
So wait, anyway, you were saying you love books?
Now? I'm kind of like, I'm really over books a lot. I'm really over it. I have one book, but I just think I need to get rid of thinking about books.
I love a library.
I love a library.
Don't need the books.
Yeah. And honestly, sometimes I
do
go
like
in.
A book. I like a read, but it just...
I love books for decoration. I love the way a book looks.
I
like
love
books.
The ambiance of an at-home library.
Yes.
Because also, like, libraries in the United States aren't anything to write home about, I feel.
They're just not. There's, like, a lot of... You definitely feel like you're in trouble a lot, at least for me at a library. You're like, where's your card? This is late.
I used to have to get tutored at the library.
Yeah, there's like
so that I could pass math. And I think that maybe that also.
There's a negative connotation to the library. Also, like I used to eat in the library when I was afraid where to sit at lunch.
Oh, in the school library.
Yeah. So.
I would have to go to the town library after school to get tutored.
Yeah, I think in college I had to go to the library to get tutored.
I worked in the library in college. I forgot about that.
Wow, that's something to forget. How was that?
How
were you a librarian?
No, I worked at like...
The desk?
In the computer lab help desk.
Wow.
But I didn't know how to... No one that worked at the computer desk...
Yeah.
I think really knew how to do anything. Like we would just... Basically, we're there for show.
Love that. I love
we would
a job
like
there
fix
for
the
a show.
Printer. It was a lot of just like YouTube how to fix this printer.
Wow.
But yeah, I did do that. I forget about that.
That's incredible.
That was a time.
That is a time. Wow.
I want a library in my house.
Yeah, like Beauty and the Beast. You want like a
Like a rich person.
Yeah. I love how books look. Like when I have shelves, I'm like, oh. Like, can we bring some books in here? Like, let's get some gorgeous just books.
You should. I'm surprised you haven't turned a book into an outfit.
Yeah, I should do that. Yeah, I should turn a book into an outfit. And then just write dyslexic over it and make a political statement.
If you were on Project Runway. Okay,
yeah, that's what I would do.
Non-conventional materials challenge.
Yes.
Okay. And it's books, which I'm sure they wouldn't have because you'd have to destroy
pages.
Books. But
yeah.
Yeah, you could really. I can make a beautiful gown out of a few books. I bet you any money that is a true statement that I just said.
I bet it's true as well. And I honestly.
With a glue gun and a couple of copies of Moby Dick, you'll be looking like you're going to the fucking Oscars.
Listen, we have a few days until the podcast party launch of this network.
Well, I don't know that a book gown is.
I'll wear whatever I want to wear. It's the first time I've been invited to a party in months.
Well, I would have to make the book gown. Are you going to make a book gown?
We could try. We could work.
We could try. I'm now me.
We could workshop.
That's how I know that you cannot make a book gown by.
Why?
Because you're not going to have time to workshop a book gown between now and next week.
You never know. Probably not.
Tell me how, what would your book gown look like?
I think what I would do, what I'm seeing is I'm folding the book corner to corner. So I'm making a little triangle and then I'm layering the triangles around. So it's like a layer, like a scale kind of look on the bottom part of the skirt.
Okay.
The top, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going tight. I'm going tight.
It's going to be really hard to make a tight corset out of book paper.
Yeah, it could have to be like, it could be an open book and then.
You'd have to get a corset and just hot glue it onto the corset.
Yeah, it would have to be that. But it's something to think about. I spray painted a jean jacket on Friday.
Wow.
So you actually don't know me.
That's the same as, can you spray paint?
Yeah, you can.
Jean jackets?
Yeah, you can.
What kind of spray paint?
Spray paint. I believe it's a fabric kind, maybe. I didn't look. But it definitely spray painted. Why?
Because you can't have that on your skin.
It's on the outside of the jacket.
But it's going to go through. It's paint.
I don't. Just
make sure that it's fabric.
Okay.
You're going to get broken out.
Okay.
I saw this exact thing on Cut and Fat. What's the one with Heidi Klum and the new Heidi Klum, Tim Gunn and Naomi Campbell one. And there's a guy and he spray
Next
paints.
Next in Fashion. Oh.
And he doesn't, like, the model won't do it.
Wow.
And it becomes the whole thing. And he's like, just go. You're wearing them for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to put poison on my skin.
Wow.
So how did it come out? Doesn't it dry very dry?
It looks great. I can't explain it to
what
you.
What does it feel like?
Fabulous.
Does it feel like clothing still?
I guess.
I don't think you're being honest with me.
I actually don't understand the question. if you ask me if I studied the material that closely before, the answer is no.
Well, does it feel like denim still or does it feel like hard?
It feels like a little bit like hard denim.
Like, is the inside, is it hard to like move?
The inside, it's a big jacket on me because I'm actually petite. And so it has also like a little bit of a lining on the inside, like sort of for winter-esque. So I, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What color?
Can I tell you what's about to happen? Well, it's been happening slowly, but I've been kind of getting obsessed with the color green, which is exciting. Okay.
I'm enthralled.
I know. Or I'm like, am I a green gal? Like, I never thought, but I kind of am. And so I spray painted it like
anything can happen, folks.
So I'm going into my green era. I'm nervous, but I'm going. No one can stop me. So, yeah, a lot's happening over here.
Wow.
A lot of big changes.
Yeah.
Green.
Are you going to paint your whole apartment?
I do want to fix my bedroom, famously. It's not done
yet. Didn't you just do it?
No, I didn't really do it. I mean, I put up all my necklaces and I did that. But I still feel like it needs paint, wallpaper, a fun design.
I always hate my room.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, I don't know.
Well, because, you know, it's not terrible when you're painting your living room to have everything everywhere. You're like, whatever, it's the living room. At least my bedroom, I can sleep. Where I'm like, I'm not looking forward to having everything everywhere in my room.
Yeah, but you could probably knock it out in a day.
Okay. Yeah. If I have a game plan, which
enough
I never do.
Enough that you could at least put your bed back.
Yeah.
That's the trick. You got a game plan.
You got to have a game plan. And right now I don't have a game plan. What's your game plan?
About?
Just life.
Well, now that I know we can't make jokes or people will review us negatively.
I think it made me laugh. It made me laugh. And again, I was like, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. No. And I don't think it was one star. I think it was still five. She was just saying, beware.
Well, yeah.
I forgot. But yeah.
My lease is up at the end of April.
I'm scared.
Me too.
Why? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, no. No, it's okay. Whatever you do, I support and I love you.
Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm scared.
Of what?
You're going to move.
How far away do you think I would move?
Far.
Yeah, moving. I'm moving to Ohio.
No. But I meant, yeah, are you going to move?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
It's a big thing.
No, it's not, because I don't even know anything that's happening yet.
Yeah.
I would like to move.
Yeah.
I hate throwing my money away in this godforsaken city. But, you know, it's home, so.
Yeah.
It's a real.
Catch 20.
Where to go?
Where to go? What do you do?
And I also feel like if I leave the city, like if I can't get a boyfriend here, I'm not getting one anywhere.
It's catch 22 with that, too, because some real kooks out there, you know?
There's a lot of kooks here, but there's not a lot of gays.
Right.
Out there.
Where are the gays?
And I mean, all these boyfriends around, I see on concentrate TikTok. They concentrate in cities.
Right.
They exist other places, just far and fewer between.
Right.
I know. I see a lot of relationships, it seems, online.
Oh my God, yeah. And I'm like, where are these men? These men writing little post-its on your bagel in the morning. Where's that?
Because
never have I ever.
I've never had someone leave me a bagel in the morning.
Let alone a post-it.
Are you referencing something specific?
No, that was just a reference I think I was thinking about. I don't know.
What? Imagine somebody going being like, I'm going to get us breakfast. And then they go and get the bagels from one place, but then the coffee from another, because they know that you like the coffee better at another place.
That would be, yeah, I would be in love at that point. I would be in love, madly in love.
But anyway, so yeah, that's all that's going on with me. I feel like not a lot, you know, January blues.
I know, January, God.
January blues and February spews, because I'm going to be sick.
In February?
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So yeah, not a lot going on.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Nothing too exciting. I actually saw Kimberly Akimbo again.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
You love that show.
I do love that show. I wanted my friend to see it before it closes.
Was it so fun?
Yeah, it was great.
I love that.
That's the same show Jesse and I saw like 3 weeks ago.
Chris took me that show and it was so magical. Such a magical day.
But yeah, have you done anything? I feel like you've been going on dates and stuff. What's going on?
You know, I have been. And it has made me, what's the word I'm looking for? Less excited, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
But I'm out there fighting a good fight. Had a weird night.
Oh, tell me about it.
Had a weird night.
Give me all the details. Let's do a play-by-play, okay?
I'm scared.
I'm
going to
live vicariously.
All right, I'm scared, though.
Well.
Here we go. Okay, so I decide at some point during that day that I'm feeling
horny.
Frisky. And so I'm on field, and there was a guy on field who was like, I'm a massage therapist, masseuse, whatever. He's like, I'm a masseuse. And he's like, yeah, I would just like love to give you.
And I love to do my job for free.
Yeah, I would love to do my job for free for you for hours, what? You know? And I thought.
He just wants to give you a massage for hours?
He was like, I would love to give you a massage. And I thought, you know, my neck has been tight. And my shoulders.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So going into this.
Yeah.
What
I'm
were
about
you
to get
expecting?
Roasted
what
and
were
I
you
all
expecting?
Know. What was I expecting? I literally don't know what I was.
Were you expecting just like a massage?
What?
Were you expecting just like a straight up like massage like you would get at a masseuse place?
I think I was expecting like. Probably like a little bit of a shoulder neck massage. And then like if we were vibing, like maybe
a hookup.
Maybe making out or maybe, I don't know.
So, okay. So this guy's just a freak for neck and shoulders.
Yeah. knees and toes. So we, yeah, so, so I meet this guy and I'm like, huh, but I'm also like, this is a very interesting story already. And I'm like, how, what is this? You know,
I'm alive that you are doing it.
I'm alive too. So
thank God, because it could have ended.
I could have died.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I thought about that, but I was like, I met him out in public. You know, we walked around a little bit. We were talking.
The good thing about dating apps though, too, yeah. I'm like, as opposed to meeting someone at a bar on a dating app, if you were to be murdered.
Yeah.
They have to know that they would look at that.
I had his Instagram too.
So
he gave me his Insta. Like, I felt like I had my bases covered if I was murdered. Yeah, I agree. So, so we walk around, whatever.
Was he like?
I was not threatened by him. Let me put it that way. So what I'm going to say is he had a very nebbish kind of like a sweet vibe, not
age.
He was, I think, like 34.
Okay, so 30s.
Yes, but had a
hotness level.
Definitely not intimidating. I would say cute is how I would describe him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So not
height.
Sorry.
Height.
5'9".
Okay.
All right. So again, I'm not like physically that threatened, which is good. You know?
Yeah.
Just like, what's going to happen, right?
But where's the excitement?
Where is the excitement? I don't know. But I guess the excitement's in the massage.
I bet it's coming.
It certainly is in the massage.
Okay, so you walk around.
So then we walk around. Then
do you get a drink or anything, or are you just walking around?
We buy joints.
Okay.
Okay. And we're walking around. We're talking. We're getting high.
And were you like, so yeah, it's just been really straining my neck. Yeah.
So then we get back to my place and I'm like, actually, I'm really nervous. Like, I was like, I don't know, like a massage. Like, I was like, I'm so stressed out, you know?
Yes.
And I also think that men aren't really that hard to read. Like, whenever you first start dating a guy, they'll always want to massage your shoulders because they just want to touch you. They just want to break the touching.
Yeah,
they're
but
like,
he's
let me
leading with, I just want to give you a
absolutely
massage.
So he starts with my feet, which I'm like, I'm even more uncomfortable.
Are you kidding me? I'd be like, stay all as long
good
as you
night
want.
I guess. I was like, okay.
I fucking love a foot massage.
I was like, I could get into this.
Like, okay. I don't have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I'm not like turned on by feet.
Yeah.
But I could get like a foot massage leading to
more.
If someone was like,
absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know what
like,
you
like. I love getting a foot massage. I don't like giving them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, definitely. I mean,
but if someone was like, I want to suck on your toes, I would be like,
that's how I feel about party a lot. I'm like, do it. Oh, you love this? Suckle away. What do I care?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm this sure. I'm being nice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, just as long as your fetish isn't like shoving something down my gullet, like I'm okay, you know? If you're doing it, great.
Yeah, as long as nothing's entering me,
fine,
do whatever you want.
Fine. Yeah, so then I was like, we start doing the foot thing. I had shin splints, so he's massaging my calves, which I'm like, this is great.
I have shin splints. He was like, you have shin splints.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, question. Is okay shin splints when, because I think I have shin
yeah
splints. Do you get like little bubble? What
wait
does it look like?
Oh, it doesn't look like anything. It just kind of hurts.
And no, I think shin splints, like severe shin splints at least.
You can see?
Like I'll get sometimes if I run or if yeah I do like the treadmill for a long time, I'll get, it literally looks like bubbles kind of on like my shins. And I looked it up and it says it's like from shin splints.
Maybe it is.
So that's in my head. He saw your bubbly.
No, he didn't see it. I just told him my shins like are hurting. I have shin splints. So then, and my neck and my shoulders were really bad. Okay. Which is why I'm like, I'm signing up for this. Right.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, let's go into my room and get the full massage. I'm fully clothed. Okay.
Okay.
But when I tell you, and I'm not kidding you, I think it was maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours. It was the best massage I've ever had in my entire
okay
life.
Okay, I did not see this going here.
Yeah, it was the greatest massage I've ever had in my entire life.
He gave you a 2-hour free massage?
Yeah.
I pay $180 for that.
I've never been so relaxed in my life. I literally have never been so relaxed in my life to the point where I took my top off to be like, I want to give him something. Like, my present to you.
And did he just stay clothed the whole time?
Yes.
And was there conversation?
Was there conversation?
Like, what is he getting here? Was he, like, poking you with his...
Okay, no. I could tell towards the end that, like...
Like, nothing's free. Something has to come, right?
Well... I don't know. I honestly thought when I first, I was like, I give myself no pressure in any situation if I'm going to meet up with somebody. So I'm like, you have to be okay with the fact that like we might just.
I know. But when he's giving you a 2-hour massage.
Well, yeah. But then I didn't feel pressure to do anything. I mean, literally, I've never been so relaxed.
I'm not asking if you felt pressure. I'm asking okay. if he was trying to do more.
He did not do more without, like, asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Like, at the end, he was like, can I come on the bed and kiss you?
Okay.
I wish that was very sweet. Yeah.
Okay, so wait. He just kissed you?
I mean, okay, well, so I'll fast forward a little bit, if I could.
Well, you can, I mean, I'm fascinated.
Okay, so everything's going great. I've never been more relaxed in my entire life. Now, like, I'm like, okay, now I'm just like, I'm like, this is the greatest story that's ever lived, that's ever happened. I'm
like, my anxiety from where, like, I'm putting myself in this situation, I'm like, yeah. He's going to steal all my stuff.
Sure. Well, so then we hook up a little bit. Now it's 2 a.m.
You're like, oh, I'm so tired. You should just go home.
Well, I mean, so we go, like, it's like, and like things are closing down. And then he says something. He's like, he said something to allude to, we'll do more later, which then I went, well, I don't want you to sleep here. Like, I actually don't think there will be a later because now it's bedtime and you're not going to stay here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, great. Then things are going great. Then it's like we're slowly going downhill. And then, unfortunately, we really jumped the shark.
What happened?
It was bad. So then, yeah, then he was like...
How did he respond to you saying...
Not to sleep here?
Yeah.
He didn't respond great in the sense of I felt like he left me a lot of silence to the point where I kept talking when what I want someone to do is like, oh my God, of course, I'll leave. I just want someone to be like, yeah, oh, say less. When you say out, I'm out. Which it wasn't the case. Okay, so like,
I started to get my apartment. So
yeah. Oh, I started to get more anxious in that point because I was like, oh. Then, and listen, I'm trying not to also like whatever. Anyhow, then he is like, really, I've never seen such a dramatic reenactment, or I guess an actment of having blue balls.
What happened?
He was just like, like, again, session had closed. Then he tries to start the session. I'm like, dude, I'm tired. I want you to go. Then he's like, oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just in so much pain. And I'm like, I was like, oh, my God. Literally, the amount, the ick and the humiliation, yeah, I felt for this man. I didn't even know what to do. Like, I was like, are you okay? Like, I was like, I'm sure you'll be, move slow. Like,
like, go home then, take care of it.
Yeah. So that was when it didn't feel great.
So, and then he just left?
Yeah.
So he, like, that's bizarre.
It was bizarre.
What did he think was going to happen? He was going to give you a 2-hour massage and then, like, is this his thing? Like, he's like, I just want to give a massage. And then he gives 2-hour massages and then hopes people feel guilty enough that they let him fuck them?
Well, I think the problem I had is, again, like, we...
Like, this is on him. He should have led...
Well, I also think, like, we were hooking up, and when we were hooking up, he was not... ready, he wasn't able to do that. When the time was there, he wasn't ready.
Oh, so he was like, give me some time so that I can like...
Right, which I was like, no, it's too... Like, I can't give you time now. And then it was like...
Also, how do you have blue balls if you couldn't even get hard 5 seconds before?
And then it was like, then it was time where I was like, I'm now done. Like, and I'm... And now it's bedtime. And the fact that you're...
I'm now done.
So dramatic. I'm like, I can't come back from this. So that was that.
I mean,
listen.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You got a 2-hour rub down for free.
It really was the best massage of my life. And that's the biggest bummer.
Did he use like oils and stuff?
He did.
Wow.
He did.
This was a professional massage.
It was a professional massage.
Did he like clean you off after? You know how they like wipe you down after a massage?
No. I don't think it. He really focused on my shoulders and my neck.
For 2 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was incredible.
Listen, I love a massage. The worst part is getting rubbed down, like cleaned off after. I feel like a beached whale. I feel like that scene in Free Willy when they're like bringing him back to the ocean.
God.
And there's people with like wet towels.
Stop.
That's how I feel when I'm like lying on the table. Exposed as they rub me down with the
exposing. I also find like you're never more out of it and dehydrated after. You're always like, I'm always like, hello.
I am alive for you that you did that for 2 hours.
I know.
I would have been so anxious after like 6 minutes.
Once the massage started,
mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how relaxed I got.
I probably would.
Yeah, it was a very, I've been trying to figure out what's going on, you know, who I am, what's going on. And I don't know. I guess it just kind of felt like a fun, free night. But then again, it didn't end like the way I wanted. So,
yeah, but
it's a great story. And it did happen.
It's a great story.
And my neck is so
massage.
Much better. My neck is.
That's also very like trusting, though. Like, what if he broke your neck?
He didn't seem threatening. Like
neither did Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
No good serial killer seems threatening. Then you get caught.
Listen, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I normally feel like I know if someone's a murderer, but I don't know if I can say
that.
Have
you not a murderer?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I don't know, but I also think like the way he was in person, if I had met him, I don't think you still don't know who the person is like behind closed doors. Like people can seem really nice in public for 3 hours at a time over a drink. And like until you're behind a closed door with somebody.
People act different. Well, that's like, you know, when you like have a friend and then you see that friend either like in with their family or like.
Yeah.
You in school, remember that friend that would like yell at their parents?
Yes.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. I did not think that this was what was happening.
Or you even hear about like a friend dating someone and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'd date them. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess it's good that you didn't get killed. But yeah, he wouldn't have killed you. There's too many, tracks back.
Too many tracks back.
Are you going to do it again?
No, I don't think so.
Not until your neck hurts.
I don't think the way it ended is like something that...
Well, blue balls, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I would ever have the nerve...
I know.
...to do that.
I don't think any man should.
And to like be like, oh!
The drama.
Like go to the bathroom then and jerk it off.
The drama. The drama. It was just a lot of drama. And I think like as soon as that's putting pressure on somebody like doing that, which is like something that I do not. Right. Like that's not. So then it's upsetting. And
you should have belittled him more. That's probably what I would have done.
I think when that started happening,
I would have been like, it's your fault.
You know, I talked to my therapist about it.
I'm sorry that my neck got your balls so full.
I think I started to feel like, I don't know this person. I don't know if I feel as safe as I thought I did.
Well, you don't know that person.
Right. And so I was like, I just need to get the situation like over with as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, that's good. I'm very like, once I get a feeling of like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I can't get that feeling like I gotta get out
me
of
too.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
But it's an experience.
It is. I'm like, should I have said this on this?
I feel like the most intimate relationship I have is probably with my masseuse.
Yeah.
While his wife stands in the
I love that
next room.
I cheated on my woman, Amy, but I just haven't gone in. And maybe I should. It's definitely easier to go in and go That's out, you like, know? I don't know if I should have mixed no, business and pleasure.
It's not.
I don't know yeah. if I should have.
But anyway, should we take a quick break and well, do a little QVC? Break. Let's do a
yeah, I love that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to hawk you today's finest products.
Ooh.
Imported from somewhere.
Somewhere. And we're back and we're live here in Florida.
Actually, it's...
Where is it? Oh, it's Connecticut.
Is it Connecticut?
I think it might be Connecticut.
I think it's in the mid... Pennsylvania. It's
if Pennsylvania. If I were going to bet, I would bet Pennsylvania.
I know because Lisa Rinna...
Goes.
When she would be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills would be like, every year I have to go to QVC.
Absolutely.
And I make more money on that day than any other day of the year.
What a day that is. Like Christmas.
People love QVC.
I know. People
and
really
so do
love.
We. Yeah. So let's introduce our first product. We don't know what it is we're going to see, but it does look like my childhood coming in. Oh. Wow.
When they said that we were going to get to sell this today, I said, there's no way.
I thought we were doing a salt and pepper shaker.
Way.
And they said, we are.
Oh, we are.
And I said, that looks like a nostalgic truck with a trailer on it. And they said, put your hands together.
And give it up.
It is salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And a nostalgic truck from your childhood mixed
together
as one awe-inspiring product. I mean, it is not every day that you see something that both fills your soul and your digestion. Because with this, you'll be able... And you know, these are the type of salt and pepper shakers that it perfectly applies both the salt and the pepper.
Yes.
The perfect amount escapes through these genetically engineered holes.
This is, and quite literally, a vehicle for your salt and pepper.
Ugh.
You place them inside. This is what I would like to call almost like a summer RV home, if you would. Yeah.
This is an RV for the girl on the go.
Girl on the go.
This is what lesbians take to Vermont for a multi-week camping trip.
Exactly.
And you can put your three-legged dog up here in the front. And the salt and pepper you can replace with the maple syrup that you inevitably end up bottling while you're there.
And listen, everyone loves a lazy Susan because it's like, how can I not move? And I can just push
and
the salt and pepper to you in the vehicle.
You would assume maybe that the wheels would go on.
Well,
but that would be a distraction.
It would be a distraction.
Because if the wheels could go, you couldn't put it on a table in your own RV.
Exactly.
Because it would be going everywhere. And where are you going to put this other than your collapsible table inside your RV?
Absolutely.
Where your third wheeling friend sleeps.
Yep.
You know? And this is just, and the engraved work.
The engraved work on it, even the dirt.
Just absolutely.
The dirt detail.
Stunning. I have to say, I think this was hand-painted.
And the salt and pepper has salt and pepper.
Oh, my. That is such a bargain.
This is such a bargain. And can I feel the weight is so nice because I think a lot of us would think, well, this is almost a mini sculpture.
It's going to be cheap.
This is going to be cheap and this is going to be light. And no, it's got a little weight to it.
It's got a little heft.
It's got a little weight to it that you go, oh, I'm buying art. This is art.
I'm buying convenient art.
And I'm buying convenience and I'm loading it up.
Which here at QVC, convenient art is the only art that we
believe in.
Believe in.
And I mean, for $29.99.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said for $29.99,
$29.99. Are you sure that's correct?
I think it is. That's the
like
number.
$2,999?
No, I'm saying under $30.
Under $30
for your this salt and pepper to live their truest life.
History.
Yep.
And, you know, cuisine.
Absolutement. It's truly incredible.
I just, and I believe we are sold out.
Oh,
we are already sold out.
No, this is such a good gift for your aunt, your friend.
Anyone that has a trailer.
Anyone who obviously lives
on
the go. Camps,
anyone with a low iodine.
Oh, my God.
You know, and they need a fun way to get more iodized salt into their system.
Well, now you've got it.
This Ford F-150 with a
oh my God.
Added
bonus
trailer
living area.
Salt and pepper. Atop. Yes. Stunning. Absolutely gorgeous.
Incredible.
Do we have any other products?
I can't believe we have
today?
That.
Whoa.
Now you better wait a second with this. Look
wow.
at this.
What is it, Jesse?
Well, I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I'm not on air, I love a sound machine. I love a machine.
I love it. This is a sound. This is the most.
Hold for applause.
I'm sorry. Are people clapping?
Hold for applause because they are clapping.
This is the most compact sound machine I've ever had the pleasure of viewing.
Guess how much it is?
$750?
$750.
Wow. Let me see that.
It's pretty incredible.
Excuse me. Wait, you know what? I think I just had an idea.
Ding, ding, ding. Sometimes
oh my God, careful there.
Ooh. Are you all right?
I'm okay. But thank God. Otherwise, people would have thought it was me. Oh, I thought that was going to be more of a ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, that's your boyfriend from the other night.
There he is. Hello.
This sound machine is absolutely stunning.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of us go out in the world and people are shut off. They're looking down. They're not engaging.
On their phones.
On their phones. On their grind. In their head,
and
Chris.
This is also a conversation starter.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to say, whoa, what iPhone is that?
What little iPhone is this? And then I go,
is that a Game Boy?
And I would say, no, it's a gunshot. It's a sound machine.
Wow.
Wait, uh-oh. Cha-ching.
That's the sound of you calling us and yes. and just buying this sound machine because guess what? This can be a good gift for your son's teacher.
For your son's teacher.
For your daughter's teacher.
Yes. Honestly, I think if I were going to do college again, you know, and I remember that first few days when you're trying to break the ice.
Oh, my okay? God. This is perfect for
icebreakers.
This ice
is exactly to have this in my back pocket.
Literally. And every time you sit, it makes a different sound.
Exactly. And people go, what's that? And you go, I'm eclectic and I'm different and I'm quirky and I'm fun. And
eclectic
I'm the girl you want to know.
That's our girl. And
that's
this
right.
sound machine is the perfect gift for lovers.
For lovers.
It's red,
ooh,
which is the
Valentine's
international
Day.
Sign of love.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, listen, if you guys don't get out there and get this product today, I don't know what to tell you because they don't make them like this anymore.
They really don't make them like this anymore.
You know, they stopped making sound machines for under $1,000 back in 1997. And this is the first one.
This used to be, remember in Mary Poppins, a sound machine used to be a man who had to follow you around yeah. with a bunch of instruments tied to his body. And it was difficult because you think at the end of the night, that man doesn't want a little kissy kiss after following you around all day. An absolute pervert. So knowing that you have a sound machine that wants nothing in return, what a gift.
Gorgeous.
What a gift.
So go ahead and come on down to your phones and call us and we will send you that today.
Send us that. And I mean, that's a joke that really does keep on giving. I can't believe it.
It's ups.
I've never had a sound machine, if you can believe that.
I use that to sleep. I tape the buttons
down. Do you? Which buttons specifically?
The fart noise. Well, I tape the fart noise down and it keeps going.
That's perfect. That way you don't wake up. That's brilliant. I love that.
Do we have any other products? Oh.
The final one today. Oh my God.
For the pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And because to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God. Is that right? Do people not say that?
I left it out as a joke. With liberty.
Okay.
I lost my place. I do know it.
Absolutely. And this is not a test. But what is a test is this product.
Or you can take it to take your test, like the LSATs. Because with a thing like this, you're going to law school.
Now you're a lawyer.
Okay. We have what appears to be a Seahawk.
You think it's a Seahawk?
I think it's a Seahawk. It looks like it's maybe on some buoys.
Seagull, yeah.
Tied together. It's a Seahawk, and it appears to be a pen holder.
Here's the thing. If you're going to be a lawyer, which I thought about going to law school, I know you know that. And when I did, I remember thinking, goodbye, beach. Goodbye, sand. Goodbye, ocean air. I'm about to be nose deep in a book for I don't know how many years till I can pass that bar and get going till I become partner. And that's years of my life. And I'm not going to the beach.
Until you become partner.
That's right.
She's in it for the long haul.
That's if I were going to do lawyering, I would have gone hard. But I decided against it because I love the beach. But if I had had this pen holder, I would have been able to have both.
Mix it up.
I could have felt like I'm still going to the beach and lawyering.
And what I love about this pen holder is it doesn't tie you down to a certain pen.
Yes.
It's almost like whatever pen came with this is no longer here.
Sure.
And that is such a beautiful expression of freedom.
It's
represented
gift.
By this eagle.
It's an eagle now.
It was a sea eagle.
It's a sea eagle.
The eagle of the ocean, for sure.
Absolutely.
Although some might argue that eagles are the eagles of the ocean.
Sure.
But tomato, that's, tomato. That's
I think, yeah, you really, I'm not that even well-versed in birds, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, eagles are spectacular hunters. They can really nap things right up out of the water.
Well, have you seen a seagull with fries?
I mean, they are aggressive.
Hide your kids, hide your
wife.
And
you know who else is going to be aggressive? The lawyer that is using this. And that is the type of person you want fighting for you in a court of law.
Absolutely.
And just pray to God it's not against you.
Yeah. I know that's true. And I know that lawyers are hard to shop for, famously.
Very.
Because, you know, first of all, you've lost touch with them, probably, if they're studying and or trying to be partners. So they're the friends that you have, but you barely see.
Yes.
You know, that's
but
a lawyer friend.
You want to stay in touch with them in case you need legal advice.
Yes. And
this gift can be more than just lawyers, you know? Yes. It's say your daughter is interested in anything. Writing? The sea.
The sea.
Birds.
Writing about the sea.
Writing
or birds.
About birds that fly over the sea or milk pens. Remember milk pens?
Not even.
The collectible gel pens.
Gel pens, I remember.
Well, milk pens were a brand of gel pen.
That you could write on your skin or no?
I don't remember.
None
but
of them,
they were like had a milky.
Yeah, oh fun.
Beautiful, right. And they would dry out. But with this.
Yes.
If you lose the cap to one of your gel pens, you can put this in here and all of your friends will say, wow.
Wow.
Is that a seabird?
Is that a seabird? Is that the
is
bird
that
of the sea?
Is that a seabird pen holder?
Holder.
Your teacher. What exerts authority like this?
A teacher. If I were good friends with someone who was a judge, I would absolutely give this to a judge.
And a judge is formerly a lawyer.
Do you have to be a lawyer to be a judge?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I'm learning.
Well, they're the... Yeah.
Well, they have to know the law, obviously. That's how a judge works. But yeah, so a judge, I would say...
Judges are former lawyers.
Maybe someone who loves jury duty, I would give this pen set to.
Somebody who doesn't want to get called for jury duty, you come in and you say, I can't be on a jury. I'm in law.
Yes.
It won't be fair.
It wouldn't be right.
Because I already know who did it. Because
I've studied.
And the type of person
who has a pen holder.
That
like
has
that.
A pen holder with seabirds on a couple of buoys.
Oh my God. Now I know what some of you are thinking, because this is an investment piece. This isn't just any pen holder.
Yes.
This is a piece of art that you can luckily store your pen into.
And it is a slice of the beach. But what's something like this going to run them, Chris?
Well, and let me go through some of the add-ons here.
Do you mind? Yeah.
Because we start with the base, okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is the finest. I want.
What is it?
I think it's mahogany.
Oh, my God. You can't
find. It's either cherry or oat. It's either like a alpine cherry, which is a heavy cherry, that's or a heavy mahogany, cherry. Or
it could be
a California redwood, which we're not supposed to be using, well, and we're not supposed to say, but it is the strongest
type of wood
on the market.
Yeah.
And so this is what you're getting. This is for the introductory price of $99.99.
No, oh wow.
Which, where are you going to get a perfectly sliced block of wood for $99.99?
You're not.
And you're unless you want one of those pieces of shit from, and excuse my language.
Oh my goodness, no.
But one of the big box stores. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's. What are you getting? You're getting pine.
Yeah, pine.
Cedar. Who wants that smell
no,
in the house?
No, not me.
I'm not getting this for campfire wood.
Right.
I'm getting this to put on my desk next to my campfire where my family will read the will that said I left them $5 million.
Exactly.
That is the vibe of this pen holder.
That's a pen that you're signing wills with.
Amen.
Amen to that. So
the pen holder is additional, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, of
course. So when you call or go online, you can just hit that box.
Yeah.
And the prices vary. Sure. Based on the color of the holder. Sure. I love the classic black
because I think that gives you the option to have any kind of color pen.
Yes.
You know, and it goes with anything.
100%. And the string here is also added hand braided.
Incredible.
This is hand braided by, there's a convent of nuns, actually.
Yes.
Located in Guam in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
And
They got those nuns into miniatures.
And ropes.
What a feat that was. Because nuns famously have really just beautiful little hands.
Yeah.
And they work. And what I mean, the one in Guam, they've got them all working on miniatures. And I've never seen
and
such
they
gorgeous.
Love it.
They love it.
They love it.
They love it as much as sex, which they can't have. So.
And the interesting thing is every one of these is different. For example, this one's beak seems to have been
hit.
It looks almost like it's broken, but it's not.
No.
This is, have you ever been sitting at home?
Okay.
Or have you worked in an office before?
I have.
And maybe it's a higher floor.
Okay.
And you're working. Suddenly you hear the horrible sound of a bird smacking into the window.
Oh my God.
You look out. It's lying on the ground.
Yeah.
And you say, oh my God, that's that beautiful seabird.
God, that exquisite bird.
Trigger alert, killed itself by accident.
Absolutely.
And
the artist, the nun who did this art, this was a piece that was for all those people that worry that when the bird falls out, it dies. It doesn't. It just broke its beak.
And a fun thing is if birds do something, they get stunned. Okay?
They get stunned.
So you go out there and if you touch the leg, the legs of a bird and they're very stiff, those birds are dead. Okay.
Stiff
but if
bad.
They're still soft moving, they're just stunned and they're knocked out. And this bird.
I relate to that.
Woke up and was just fine. Okay. You knock this bird down 9 times, it's going to get up 10.
That's the thing about when you become a lawyer or anything like that. You're going to get hit in the face with glass. How many times?
I know that when you went to law school, you got hit in the face with glass. How often?
Oh, my God. All the time.
Constantly.
That's why I left. I couldn't afford another nose job. I was simply just like,
I know that
I
you
can't.
Had interned with as Michael Vick's attorney. So I think a lot of that came from sort of that. But listen, we have to take our opportunities where they are handed to us. And this bird is the perfect example of this because it still soars.
It still soars. It's still looking for fries. It's still at the beach having a great time. And while it's at the beach with you, you can be signing all those documents you need to sign.
It almost brings a tear to my eye.
It really does. I get emotional because you know what? We don't think about the beach enough. Not when it comes to being hard at work.
I have not been to the beach in...
How long?
My God.
How long?
6 months.
No.
I haven't sat on a beach in 6 months.
That's that's really for your psyche alone. You know,
my mental health. I have not sat on a beach since Majorca. How am I supposed to move on?
I know. It'll make you feel a little bit better. I know.
And that's why we go on vacation usually every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, just to make sure we're grounded. We're sort of like a part of the earth again. And, you know, life's a beach.
Life is a beach. And you know what? This is part of our Life's a Beach collection.
Yes. Yes,
and
it
so
is.
If you purchase this, you will get points in your Life's a Beach bond, which is our club.
You got to be a part of the club.
And once you get a certain amount of points, you
get exclusive photos and videos of me and Chris when we go on vacation to beaches.
Yes. And this is, I believe, only, 40 points?
40 points.
When 40 points, and of course, a point is $100.
Right.
$100 equals 1 point.
Exactly, exactly. But it's really, really worth it. You know,
yeah, bikini, it's worth every penny.
The bikini pics are fire.
But on that note, I think we should head to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. I'm exhausted.
And guys, we will be at the beach, as we mentioned, signing autographed photos.
Yeah.
For $40, I think, $40 a signature.
$40 a pop, which is really incredible because you can sell that on eBay in a few years for probably millions.
So catch us at QVCCon in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Ocean City, Maryland.
Which
in March, which is prime season in Ocean City, New Jersey.
It really is.
And we will be at the Marriott on the Turnpike, off the Turnpike.
Oh my God. I love that place. The cookies they serve.
Ugh.
The cookies they serve are
stunning.
Good.
Oreo single, you forget how delicious single layer Oreos.
I don't want the double stuff. It's too much cream.
It's too much cream.
But just a little bit of cream.
And us girlies, we got to watch our figures.
Exactly. We're at the beach, you know? Now's the time. So, wow.
Wow.
That was something. That was something special. Really was.
Really was. So.
So, God. Well, God, I missed that segment. And God, it was
what
good.
What segment?
Where are we?
Oh my, I was transported.
I am still there. But I will say, I'm so excited that we are going to be live.
Yes.
Live. A live show the same day, I realize, as the Super Bowl. Yes. Which is fine because ours is early.
What time does the Super Bowl start?
Like 6. Like 6-ish, 6 or 7. And here's the thing. Famously, sports people are already too hepped. So have a fun morning together. Make it a middle child morning, you know?
You know, you have to prepare big things of food.
Yeah.
We'll be there with you.
We'll be there. Put us on in the kitchen while you're cooking. Put us on while you're setting up or cleaning. And also have him do it. Don't worry about it. If you're going to a bar, keep it fun, keep it easy. But we're going to have a bash.
Yeah.
A blowout bash. That's going to be a brunch and also a bash.
Amen. So
February 11th, I think it's at 11 a.m.
Yes. Yeah. We'll post about it on our Instagram. Okay? Okay. So you guys can get tickets there.
Get tickets there.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.